With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Ahead of a meeting between Presidents Trump and Putin, European leaders are rallying behind Ukraine. More on the upcoming summit from correspondent Julie Walker.
President Trump and Russia's President Putin to meet in Alaska Friday to discuss ending the war with Ukraine. Trump suggests exchanging territories.
There'll be some swapping of territories to the betterment of both.
Notably missing from the upcoming meeting, Ukraine. European nations rallying behind them, saying peace can't be resolved without the country. Zelensky agreeing to Trump's peace proposal, but refusing to give up Ukraine's bid for NATO membership and rejecting acknowledgement of Russia's annexation of any of its regions. I'm Julie Walker.
In Austin, the fight over Texas' congressional map could literally last years, according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He defended his call to arrest Texas Democrats who fled the state to stall the GOP's redistricting efforts. Texas Democrats are preventing the Texas House from achieving the quorum necessary to move ahead with legislative business in the state legislature. They're trying to run out the clock on Republican special legislative session. There's a beefed up federal law enforcement presence on the streets of Washington, D.C. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with the report.
At the direction of President Trump, federal officers will be patrolling the nation's capital for at least the next week.
You're going to be safe walking down streets. You're not going to get mugged.
He has repeatedly complained about the city's crime.
Now, we want to have a great, safe capital.
The president has suggested that his administration could fully take over running D.C., but doing so would require a repeal of the Home Rule Act of 1973 in Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Runners are preparing to spread the pro-life message.
From September 5th through October 25th, small groups of people will run along public streets from coast to coast in the U.S. wearing shirts that proclaim the message, Remember the Unborn. It's the brainchild of Dr. Patrick Castle, the founder of Life Runners. Participants will run 5K legs beginning in California, New York, Texas, and North Dakota, and converging on a single point in the middle of the country, tracing a cross over the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of performers is traveling across the U.S. singing church songs first sung by the Gullah Geechee people, a group of enslaved Africans who worked the cotton and rice plantations of the South Carolina Sea Islands. They sing in the old Gullah Creole language that is rooted in West Africa. The singers are all in their 70s and 80s. They learned the songs from their parents and grandparents. This is SRN News. Former University of Tennessee football coach Derek Dooley has announced his 2026 Republican bid for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. He's running against Democratic incumbent John Ossoff. Dooley is backed by Governor Brian Kemp. Dooley has never held elective office. A major tourist attraction in North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains about to be demolished.
The Lake Lure Flowering Bridge sustained severe damage from Hurricane Helene last year. It collapsed on one end and buckled in several other sections. Two engineering firms conclude the bridge was beyond repair. The bridge was created in 2013 by volunteers who sought to transform the historic bridge into something beautiful. They now say they'll try to use pieces of the bridge in future gardens. Demolition will begin August 18th. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.